This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Gere. Officials in Ukraine say a Russian missile strike overnight struck close to Ukraine's second-largest nuclear power plant in southern Ukraine. The authorities say the missile strike did not damage the plant's three reactors, but hit other equipment in the same industrial complex. Ukrainian authorities denounced Monday's attack as an act of terrorism. Meanwhile, Ukraine's and Europe's largest nuclear power plant, the Zaporizhia plant, has been shut down while it undergoes repairs. Speaking of VOA's Flashpoint program Monday, reporter Anna Chernikova, reporting from Odessa, updated the situation.
We know, and this was confirmed by the Energoatom, that actually the pieces, the parts needed for the reconstruction and for the repair of the lines, of the power lines connected to the plant, were successfully delivered to the plant. Again, for the moment, we don't know if the repair is done or not. At least we don't have information that it was done. For the moment, we know that no changes of the current situation. So reactors are still working just to support themselves. But at least we had this positive sign that actually needed parts for the repair were delivered. But again, today it was a bad shelling of the Zaporizhia city itself and Zaporizhia region in general. And the locals from Energodar, the city where the nuclear power plant is located, reported that there were shelling also in the city.
Russian attacks at both nuclear plants come after warnings from Russian President Vladimir Putin of possible stepped-up attacks on Ukrainian infrastructure after his forces suffered losses in recent days. This is VOA News. On a tree-lined avenue leading up to Buckingham Palace, mourners from all over Britain and the world came together in London by the thousands to pay their respects to the late monarch on Monday. Associated Press correspondent Karen Shamas reports.
As a radio broadcast of the funeral plays out live to well-wishers along the boulevard, many listen in respectful silence. I spoke earlier to royal fans Ian and Mari Talbot, who came from Ontario in Canada to be part of this historic event.
We arrived yesterday morning and we're flying out on Monday. So very 4 days, very quick.
Especially for the Queen?
Especially for the Queen.
American Rebecca Morris made a special pilgrimage from Maryland to London to honor her late mother's memory.
I wanted to see history, and it was something that my mom and I wanted to do together. My mom passed away last year, so I wanted to come to honor the Queen and honor her.
Karen Chamas, London.
Officials with the U.S. and Afghanistan's ruling Taliban said Monday they have freed Mark Frericks, the only American hostage remaining in the country, in exchange for a Taliban drug lord, Bashir Norzai, who is serving a life sentence in a U.S. prison. Taliban Foreign Minister Amar Khan Mataki told reporters in the capital, Kabul, the prisoner swap between his government and a U.S. delegation took place at the Kabul airport. In a statement, President Joe Biden said Frericks was on his way home from Afghanistan after 31 months in activity. Biden said he had spoken and shared the good news with Frericks' family. A U.S. engineer and Navy veteran, the 60-year-old Frericks was abducted in Kabul in early 2020 when the U.S. and NATO troops were battling the then Taliban insurgency in support of the Western-backed Afghan government. Norzai, known as Haji Bashir, was arrested in New York in 2005 and subsequently charged with trafficking millions of heroin in the United States. The European Union's executive branch has unveiled plans for new laws that it said would help protect media freedom and independence in the 27-nation bloc at a time of mounting concern about the dangers of political influence in several member countries. Spurred into action by allegations of state spying on reporters, the use of political pressure on news outlets, and the placing of advertising to peddle influence, the European Commission said the EU needs a European Media Freedom Act. European Commission Vice President Vera Jourova told reporters in Brussels, "We see a lot of worrying trends regarding media in Europe, and it's not only a matter of one or two countries." Repeating the hour's top story, officials in Ukraine say a Russian missile strike overnight hit close to Ukraine's second-largest nuclear power plant in southern Ukraine. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.